Well, we've been hearing on the show today that prisons have been hit hard by the coronavirus and are very vulnerable. So many of them have closed their doors to outside visitors to try and prevent the virus from being brought in and spreading out. Samantha Max of WPLN takes a look at the impact of this outbreak on a juvenile detention center in Nashville.
Laura Munoz's son just turned 18, but she didn't get to watch him blow out birthday candles or open any presents. Munoz's son is detained in the Davidson County Juvenile Detention Center in Nashville, along with 40 other teens.
This is his first birthday ever away from us, and he hates it.
As the coronavirus continues to spread outside its doors, the facility is taking extra precautions to keep its teens and staff healthy. That means Munoz's weekly visits with her son are on pause indefinitely. For now, she's making do with phone calls, but she says it's not the same.
Kids can tell you anything over the phone, but just to see his face and, you know, he's walking okay and he doesn't have any bruises or anything. Oh, he hadn't been into any confrontations and all, so it kind of took a toll on me.
When an employee tested positive in early April, the detention center moved to COVID-19 mode. Staff members get their temperature taken every day before they come in. One pod has been set aside as an isolation unit in case anyone starts displaying symptoms. And the center has bulked up on food, Gatorade, and personal protective equipment. Classes and group programs are also on hold for the time being. But Kathy Simback, the juvenile court administrator, says the kids, who range from 12 to 18 years old, are coping well.
The parents have all been in contact with their youth and have expressed their concern and have told their kids, you better wash your hands, you better be sanitizing, you better stay distant. And what we're hearing from our contractor is that that's really working. The youth are listening to their parents.
The detention center is allowing the teens to make extra calls home throughout the week, including video calls. Simback says they've also stocked up on board games, video games, and playing cards. Youth in detention are already in a highly stressful situation, she says. The goal is to maintain as much normalcy as possible.
We, as juvenile court and the detention staff, are really their stand-in parents at this time. And so just as parents are trying to help their kids process the state of the world right now, it's even more important for detention personnel to do the same thing.
Still, criminal justice reformers want to see more. In March, advocates in 30 states wrote letters urging officials to release as many youth from detention as possible. Those advocates include Josh Spickler of Just City in Memphis, where at least one juvenile detention center employee has also tested positive. He says the loneliness teens experience while in detention has only been exacerbated by the coronavirus.
Without the contact with instructors and the contact with volunteers who often frequent these facilities, the sense of isolation has got to be crushing for some kids.
Studies show nearly all youth in detention have experienced at least one trauma, such as abuse or community violence. Spickler says keeping them away from loved ones can make matters worse.
What we know about kids is that at this point in their lives, isolation is one of the worst things that they can struggle with.
He says children should only be detained as a last resort. Nashville's juvenile court says it's sped up hearings so kids can go home sooner if they're eligible for release. And judges are choosing not to grant arrest orders when possible. The court says all of the teens still in detention face serious charges. Laura Munoz's son is supposed to find out soon if he'll be transferred to the adult system or if he'll get to come home. In the meantime, Munoz is telling him
that I love him, keep his head up, and that it's never too late to change and go down the right path.
And like most moms these days, Munoz is also reminding her son to wash his hands often. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max.